New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has this afternoon announced he will introduce legislation to ban greyhound racing tomorrow. Mr. Baird says everyone will have the opportunity to have their say, but he believes there's strong support for the legislation in the party room. The announcement comes after the Premier met today with the New South Wales Greyhound Racing Industry Alliance. He's standing firm on the racing ban and says he's hoping to get the alliance on board with the transition. Bo Mitchum, 2GB state political reporter, is on the line from Macquarie Street. Bo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So the Premier held a news conference this afternoon to say he's listened, but he's continuing.
Yeah, that's right. The Premier's been in and out of meetings all morning. As you mentioned earlier, he met with the Greyhound Breeders Trainers Association. They tried to convince him to back down, as did some members of his party room this morning. But Mike Baird's standing firm, and he's going ahead, what he announced a month ago, and that is he's banning the sport from July next year. So that legislation will come into Parliament tomorrow. He's putting it into the upper house first, and that's where he's likely to face the most opposition. That is where the government has quite a slim margin, and some of the coalition MPs are threatening to cross the floor there. But in all likelihood, with the support of the Greens, they do have the numbers to get it through the upper house.
Bo, Nationals MPs, some of them have made a last-ditch attempt to convince the Premier to give the greyhound industry 3 years to get its act together. Has he addressed that specific request, Mike Baird?
He kind of addressed it in the press conference today. He said there were plenty of views put forward in a party room meeting this morning, and he listened to them all, but he's pushing ahead with the ban as he announced it a month ago. He says there is the most support for that, and there is widespread support in the public and in his party room to end greyhound racing from July next year. He does acknowledge there are other views within his party room, but he says it's the right thing to do, so we'll be banning it from next year.
And Mike Baird needs the Greens to get this across the line, as you point out, and there'll be some in the coalition base who'll be concerned about that, the fact that he needs to team up with the Greens to get his wish on greyhounds.
Yeah, that certainly has got a few people offside teaming up with the far left there, but the Greens are well on board with this, and in the New South Wales upper house, they make up a majority of the crossbench. So with them on board, there's not much that can stop this legislation going through. Even if a handful of Nationals cross the floor, and that's highly unlikely, it'll still get through with the support of the Greens.
All right, that'll happen tomorrow. You'll be right across it as always, Bo. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Bo Mitchum joining us from State Parliament. The New South Wales Greyhound Breeders, Owners and Trainers Association had a bit of a setback in their legal challenge over the Special Commission of Inquiry today. The Supreme Court has dismissed their bid to bring the hearing of the matter forward. So the judge ruled it's not appropriate for the court to be seen in a race with the Parliament. The group claimed the report contains statistical errors. They want it to be deemed invalid, but it'll be a big day in State Parliament tomorrow.